In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
That's right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atula, hanging out with you on this Tuesday in H-Town. And particularly this Tuesday is our Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon. And so let me talk to you for a little bit about the babies. I'm going to talk on behalf of the babies because there's a lot of babies in the city of Houston and the general area. They don't have enough.
Yeah.
And so if nobody going to speak up for them, we at Odyssey Houston going to try and do a little bit. And the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation are going to do a little bit to speak for them. We appreciate all the fine people that have already contributed to this radiothon that we're doing to raise money for this particular My Home Library program that purchases books for economically disadvantaged kids in the Houston community. Because if you do not know, 74% of Houston school children are disadvantaged and 61% of low-income families have literally no books at their home. So what this program does, gets new books for them, brand new books,
brand
gets
new
them into the house, and $30 does that for a child so that they can have books at home, start reading early so that when they get to kindergarten, they have some literacy, they're ready to go, and that increases the opportunity for them to be able to learn in a good way and ultimately impact society. That's something that's impacted and backed by Stash.
Yeah, get in on this, and if you do it in the name of a small business, don't forget, text new books, one word, to 41444. We'll shout out your small business, like Weekly's Shaved Ice in Manville.
Hey.
Generations Southern Barbecue Sauce in Conroe. Hey.
Hey.
PJ's Eatery in Cypress. Ladies for Literacy Guild in the Heights. Clinica Hispana. Let me hear you say that, Sean Pendergast, in Wood Forest.
Taquerias around us.
Okay, good guess. Good guess.
Builder Max, Texas and Katy, Congregation Emmanuel in Meyerland, Inside Out Cleaning Service in Houston, and the Rich Rose Spa in Richmond.
Lovely, lovely. Love seeing Houston establishments support the people of Houston, particularly the less fortunate in Houston, the people who are economically disadvantaged.
Clinica Hispana.
And yeah, our brothers and sisters.
Taquerias around us.
As I like to say, our brothers and sisters in Latinidad really showing out in this instance.
Yes.
I don't know if that
yes.
actually means anything, but it sounds good when I say it. Also want to appreciate Philip 66, who, for every person that does text new books, no spaces, 241444, Philip 66 is matching all of those donations up to 7 p.m. today. So make sure that you get that in. Do that. And then also, if you want to really shove it in the face of Cowboys fans, our friend Eric, spells his name with a K, down at the Bull, he's been charging people up to write Go Cowboys on their donation. So when you make your donation, go down to the bottom, say go Texans first and foremost, but also you can, you know, write a little message to Eric.
Suck it, Eric.
Yeah, tell him to suck an egg. And another thing that you can do is if you're just like, all right, the money that I spend, I gotta get something out of it. Like, I understand you could be a little selfish. That's fine. There's a way to do that as well and benefit what's happening here, which is the University of Houston has partnered with this. And when they play Iowa State on the 28th of this month, you can go to that game, buy tickets using the website, uhcougars.com/odyssey. Again, uhcougars.com/AUDACY. Proceeds and I guess a portion of that of those tickets that sales will go to this Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. And so, again, all of that going to help the babies, as I like to say, help them read, help them have books in order to facilitate that reading and that learning, which is what we're all about. All right. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Because you were doing your due diligence on this week one of football with your Texans. And it sounds like you stumbled into a storyline about C.J. Stroud that you feel like we need to know.
I did, because I was feeling it. I was feeling this way. So it's not a criticism. I think it's a very, very, very good thing. I think C.J. Stroud kind of told us all we need to know about his place in the NFL and what he can do for this team in week one. Actually, more specifically, on three plays. I think, like, well, let me put it this way. How many quarterbacks in the NFL do you expect greatness from? I'm not talking about they can be great.
Ooh.
Like, you expect, like, it's Sunday, your team is playing. One thing you don't have to worry about is your quarterback is going to be great. How many of those are there? Like, I gave some examples of the other ones that can be great. Like, Anthony Richardson can be great. He can also be really bad.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert can be great, but he really hasn't consistently done it. And I threw Baker Mayfield in there for Figgy because he was great. But there are a lot of quarterbacks that can be great, but how many are there truly?
Like, if they are not great, it's a disappointment on
the
week.
Yes, like you expect it.
Yeah. I got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm standing on 4 for certain.
Like every Sunday, you know they're going to be great. Don't worry about, you can worry about a lot of things, but don't worry about him. He's going to be great.
There's some possibles in here, but I got 4 definites, and you know what? I think you might go, maybe if you're talking about C.J. Stroud, that might be 5.
I am talking about C.J. Stroud. I think that's where, you know, the development that we've expected, we already saw it.
It feels low, though.
it does.
I feel
it?
Like I'm missing somebody.
But no, I don't think you are.
Okay.
Like, do you expect Brock Purdy to be great every week?
No, but that might just be more about me. I know I still got, I've tried to exercise the hateration that I have for that man, especially when it comes to like his draft position and those types of things. I know that there's a lot of system he's handling his business. Great is just a weird notion for me him there with him. Matt Stafford is one of those as well, where I'm like, I think, but I'm not sure, but I think.
But do you expect it every week?
Yeah, I think that he probably is jumping up.
I think you can expect that every week from C.J. Stroud. Now, let me just kind of lay it out for you, because there were 3 plays. As great as Joe Mixon was, there's an easy argument to be made. You know, C.J. Stroud won that game. You know, C.J. Stroud won that game with the big time conversions on 3rd and 4th down, 9 of 9 for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. Then there was that play from when he fell down to his knees, shoveled it. To Brevin Jordan.
Getting the first down, yeah.
That is something that you expect. The play across the body, no, oh, great throw, you know, to Nico Collins.
Those are the types of things that are like, they as you mentioned, no, yes, that are only reserved for certain people.
Yes, and you expect that. And then, of course, the ball placement. It was a great catch. I'm not trying to minimize that, but I think there's maybe 3 or 4 quarterbacks, and maybe these are them, that you're looking at that can actually make that throw in that window with that defense to that spot in that moment in the fourth quarter, you know,
on a day where he's not his best. I think that's also worth noting. Like, that was not his best performance, and we all know that.
Yeah. So I think, like, those plays show just how we almost take him for granted, which is a good thing. Like when was the last time you're like, okay, well, you know, I know Matt Schaub's going to perform, you know. I know this is going to happen or that's going to happen. It's pretty remarkable. And D'Amico Ryans talked about this on his coach's show, which I thought he was very loose, very comfortable, and talked about it yesterday.
Starting with the protection, it kind of broke down. Darre saved us there on the edge to give CJ like one more hitch to be able to deliver. You talk about the accuracy. I mean, a perfect ball. Corner had really tight coverage. I mean, it's just when you need your playmakers to step up at a crucial moment in the game for Nico and CJ to make that play. Like, I had a front row seat to see it, and I knew he got the knee down. It was just like, wow. Like, that was big time.
Wow, that was big time.
Yeah. And what's beautiful is that is man starting second year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just if you, and I mean, you're talking about this flat out, and I think that he's reaching the point where we just kind of got to talk about it without any level of like bumpers or, you know, training wheels or whatever, with all due respect. But if you put that framing on it again, where it's like, this is starting second year quarterback, that's incredible, man. It really and truly is.
It's amazing. Only 3 quarterbacks had a higher quarterback rating. You say he wasn't at his best? Only three quarterbacks.
That's a funny thing. To
only three quarterbacks had a higher quarterback rating than C.J. Stroud week one. Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen. Now, of all those three guys, maybe Josh Allen's the only one that you would expect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So CJ's going to be at the top of his game. You know, we're sitting here saying, oh, he wasn't at his best. Oh, wow, he's one of the best in the league.
Right.
In that game.
Yeah, in that week. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I think that's fair. I think that's I appreciate you bringing that to the fore. Now I'm going to be a jerk and maybe take this a little bit. Well, I think there's a positive within this because I have been, yes, I will acknowledge, I have been harping on the safeties and the big play potential that happened within that game. Obviously, there were three big plays. You know, 350 plus yard plays right in the course of this game. And it's funny because I don't even know if it's about the actual 50 yard plays, but the possibility of all the other ones that simply were not connected on because Anthony Richardson is who he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there is a concern for me about the safeties, particularly like Jimmy Ward and what maybe degradation we might be seeing. Or, I mean, again, it's week one. I want to have that caveat in there as you know, you get to a field, but. He has had injuries, as we talked about with B. Scott. He is 33 years of age. Like, mm-hmm. I do wonder what is real there or not. And then also we've seen some of the ways in which there can be some boomer bust potential that's not new to this year that has been with this secondary. However, I was listening to Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right mm-hmm. here on Sports Radio 610 every weekday, as you should. And Seth Payne said something that I found to be really interesting that I think could possibly kind of shift some of the dynamic when we talk about the secondary. Oh, my bad.
Kalen Bullock got 25 snaps in that game at safety. I honestly went through and just did a brief view. I went through and searched for the plays that he was in on, and I didn't see a whole lot to worry about. The biggest thing that coaches worry about is with a young player is, okay, can I trust this guy? Kalen Bullock didn't give you any reason not to trust him.
Yep.
He makes that interception. It was very, very nice. Plays 25 snaps in that game. I think he probably plays more snaps this week. Like we said with Jimmy Ward, man, athletically, maybe he's not the same guy anymore. Also, some of it's just on the stuff that you expect the veteran safety not to do is be in the right spot, pick up the routes, do all that stuff. After one game, I'm feeling more excited about the potential for Kalen Bullock than I am for how it might play out for Jimmy Ward this year. So we might start to see a little bit of the changing of the guard as they give Kalen Bullock more reps.
I'm with him too.
I think that could be really. This is where you get, oh man, Eric Murray back there, right?
Yeah.
And what's funny is I don't know how much of this you go like, oh, that was Eric Murray's fault. Like Jimmy Ward ends up being the name and the number that. Kalen Bullock, 25 snaps. I think that was good for just under 50% of the snaps. You did not allow them to have the ball that much in this game.
Yeah, there is that.
I am interested. What does that number tick up to very early on in the season and when it comes to snap count, and how does that affect it? Because he already showed a propensity for being in the right place to where it allowed him to take advantage of a wide receiver slipping in an errant football that he then picked off. Like I was intrigued. My interest was piqued by his play and the possibility of maybe he can be that guy in the back of this defense that can help limit some of those big plays.
No, I'm right there with you. And it wasn't just like, okay, he had an interception. No, he actually had a chance for another one, to be honest.
That's
true.
You know,
so there was a guy that's just around the ball that can make some plays. At minimum, he earned the right to get more plays, to have more chances on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question you can say, all right, let's just tap the brakes here. No, he's earned the right to be out there. And I think there's also the upside factor that you have to consider. Now you would rather have the best player on the field in a big game, but he, like I said, he proved that he can be on the field and should be on the field. So now you kind of give him the benefit of the doubt because he does have that upside factor.
Yeah, and I think that the Kalen Bullock thing is probably why you do not see Justin Simmons mm-hmm. on this team, right? I do think that when you look at veterans, it's like I think there is a fair argument to be made, and I'm sure this is one that's made by a lot of people, just go make sure that you have the best guy on the field. And there is an easy argument to be made that Justin Simmons would have helped you have the best guy on the field. But this game is not simply a now, here and now game. It's also a looking forward game. And I think that part of that is like, is he going to be a progress stopper? And not necessarily that he's going to be like in his demeanor or whatever. But if he's not going to allow you to put a guy on the field that's going to give him the experience that will allow him to become the guy that you need, I think that that could have been some of the deciding factor as to why you don't see a Justin Simmons. Kalen Bullock looks like he might be ready to kind of blossom in some ways.
Yeah, no question.
There you go. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, we're continuing to do the good work of helping the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Fund Foundation as you can text NEW BOOKS N-E-W-B-O-O-K-S, no spaces, to 41444 to continue to donate in this effort. And again, we appreciate Phillip 66 for matching all donations. That continues going. And I wanted to shout out Linda. Let me see. Where did I done lost it. Of course I lost it. Linda in Lake Jackson donated, but just wanted to say, suck it, Eric. Go Texans.
That's so, hey, however, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes for Eric to know.
I told him that in the hallway when I seen him.
Okay, but did you donate though? Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're going to get that figured out. But you also need to make sure that you have Figgy's mixtape, which comes up next.
Man, rest in peace to a legend. We lost him yesterday, and I will play some of my favorite moments from his career. Plus, I got 20 most Googled abbreviations, and I want to put y'all to the test.
All right, I won't look.
And right. Mike Shockey was number one.
All right, okay. I won't look.
We'll do all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
LOL.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
I'm going to start this segment off with another segment. I got to confess something, man.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is this legal?
It is in my book. It's my damn mixtape.
Yeah, talk to him. Let him know.
So, a little backstory, man. I wasn't supposed to be here working today.
That is correct.
I was supposed to be with the Houston Texans and Wade Smith reading some books to some kids.
Yeah.
And long story less long, some stuff happened behind the scenes, behind the curtain, where it had nobody to fill in for me. So, I was on my way to school. I was like 5 minutes away from the school, and I got a call pretty much saying, hey, We probably need you back at the so I had to make a couple
forget
calls.
That.
Yeah, forget those kids. I gotta be back. F them kids. You need to run the board, buddy. Nah, but I gotta confess, man, when I found out these kids I was gonna be reading to was like in fifth grade, I got a little worried, man. I'm like, man,
about what?
I'm gonna be reading to these kids. I'm like, I don't wanna be mumbling and stumbling.
They'll be judging you.
And I get booed off the stage.
They get judged.
They're still in fifth grade.
Like,
see,
man, fifth
middle
grade
school's
is,
work is bad.
There it is. That's exactly you're about a grade or two off from it being an actual problem.
Fifth grade is a little savage now, man. I'm like, man, this dude can't read. I can read better than that dude.
Yeah, one of the things that is bad though is I think fifth graders are just young enough to where the filter is not there yet.
Yeah.
And they will say something that will hurt your feelings. Maybe unintentionally. Maybe not even in the
they will hurt your feelings.
Yeah. So I was a little bit nervous, but I'm gonna go.
It all worked
time.
Out.
It all worked out, man.
All right, if you say so.
I'll be back at a school sometime. Hopefully we have somebody to fill in for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Next time.
I'll try and make sure to have that.
Yeah, but it's Figgy Smith's tape on Sports Radio 610. Real quick before we get to the greatness of James Earl Jones, who passed away at the age of 93. I got a Figgy stat and info. I came across this. I thought this was super hilarious, man. So Alabama, the University of Alabama, has a cornerback named Devontae Smith.
Oh, wow.
And a linebacker named Justin Jefferson.
Really?
Okay, well, he went to the wrong school.
Just recycling it? All right, so you're telling me that EA Sports College Football, done, it's regenerating names, it's reusing names is what you're telling me?
It felt like it, man. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was kind of interesting on the same team, on the defense.
Yeah.
Huh,
thought that was hilarious.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, rest in peace there, James Earl Jones.
Absolutely.
GOAT, legend, one of the greatest voices in history to me. And I got a few memorable moments that I can remember James Earl Jones from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with the first one. Now, let me be clear. Reggie, I don't know if you are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm not a big Star Wars guy myself.
Okay, I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody posted this yesterday pretty much saying this was one of the greatest scenes in movie history. And I was like, huh. Like, I guess I didn't realize how important this scene was, but... This is Darth Vader pretty much saying, I think, I am your father.
Yeah.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Still get chills.
Not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No!
I just want to ask a Star Wars fan, like, how did you feel when you first seen that scene? Because
okay.
When I seen it, I'm like...
It had to be earth-shattering.
I'm not a Star Wars, in terms of the whole package of Star Wars movies, fan.
Like, were you sitting there like,
but the first
holy
two,
bleep.
Yes. Yes, I was.
That part?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, that was intense, man. And of course, James Earl Jones had a lot to do with that intensity. A
lot of having brought to the situation.
I am the father.
It was a shocker.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So my second one, my next go-to whenever I think about James Earl Jones is obviously Lion King, right?
Yes, Mufasa.
And when I heard this clip again, well, I mean, I watched the movie millions of times, but just hearing this wisdom he was spitting to his son right here, it kind of gave me goosebumps.
Dad, we're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
Simba, let me tell you something that my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
That's such a dad way of answering. Like, just great writing, great score, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
The way that swells is incredible.
My thing is, if I was Simba, I would say...
You didn't answer my question.
We still gonna be pals forever. Be,
right? Exactly.
Hey, you ain't say yes or no.
Yeah, well, that's you, though. You picked two good ones, man. That's two of his best clips right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My second one is... I mean, my next one is probably my favorite... One of my favorite movies of all time, man.
I want to see which quote you go with here.
Yeah, it was so many, man.
There's a lot of them.
It was so many, but I went with this one, man. This one just cracks me up so much every time I see this part.
Your Majesty, what are you doing here?
I received your telegram. What is Akeem?
He went out. So how was your flight? Comfortable, I trust?
Your only job was to look after Akeem. How could you let him come to such a pass?
Akeem will not listen to me. He's gone quite mad, Your Majesty.
Semi, you have disgraced yourself, and you must be punished. You will confine yourself to our royal suite at the Waldorf Astoria.
Oh.
And see that he puts on some decent attire, and I want you to bathe him thoroughly.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
All right, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
bathe him thoroughly.
Living like a peasant. What's funny is there's very few scenes in which I would say that like somebody stole it from James Earl Jones. However, John Amos as a Cleo McDowell in that scene in the house. Yeah. I think
I'm gonna kick your royal ass.
I like when the mom said, "What should say?
Put a sock in it.
Yeah, put a sock in it.
Yeah,
the boy is in love.
Yeah. I love that movie, man. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go home and watch that movie today. But my last favorite clip, and I actually just ran across this clip. So we've been listening to James Earl Jones for years.
Yes.
And I would say his voice is so distinct and so powerful. I ran across this clip of David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Had a blast with him by putting him up there and saying some random ass quotes.
It was the top 10?
Yep, his top 10 in his quotes. Or in his voice, just random ass quotes.
Things that sound cool when spoken by James Earl Jones. Here we go, number 10.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. Number 9.
Objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. Click here now for the hottest sex sites on the web.
Hey, yo.
You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
Number 4.
You mean I get all these great funk classics on just one CD or cassette?
The number 2 cool thing when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Meow, meow, meow.
And the number 1 thing that sounds cool when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Rest in peace to this legend.
Rest in peace to the guy. Like, just the willingness to do that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Some people, you just feel like you know him.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously not even close. But yeah, you do.
The greatest voice of all time, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I mean, shout out to the folks who, I mean, it almost feels tough when you do something like this because people feel shortchanged. The man lived 93 years of age, and he did a lot of things during the course of that, right?
Like, yeah, it was a lot of scenes, a lot of movies I didn't put on this list. We'd be here all night.
Yeah. Conan the Barbarian, someone mentioned Field of Dreams, someone else mentioned The Sandlot, which I know was played earlier as well. Yeah,
I actually got Field of Dreams too, but, you know, time limit. So I ran across this website that came up with, I guess, the most Google searches when it comes to abbreviation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Just someone's aunt just looking things up. Yeah. Or actually, really, it's just like parents. Like, what is my teenager saying?
Honestly, I had to look some up a couple times. Like, what did this mean?
Yeah.
But I got the list right here. I'm going to start from the bottom.
All right.
Okay.
So number 20, FWIW.
For what it's worth.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
19, YOLO.
We know that one.
18, DM.
Okay.
Yeah, direct message. Got it.
17, TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, we on the road. 16, TBH.
To be honest.
Oh, to be honest. Yeah. I use that actually a lot.
Yep. Number 15, IG.
Instagram.
No.
Wait. IG?
I don't know IG.
This kind of threw me off too.
Oh, I guess?
I guess, yeah.
I hate
that. That would throw
like
me
that.
Off.
Yeah. Who is just sitting there writing IG?
Wait, just.
You writing IG?
Yeah, that's like just making. Those are folks making things.
Stop
short.
Being lazy.
Before you keep going, someone on the 832, pursuant to the James Earl Jones, said, "We've got the meat." That's Ving Rhames. What are you doing?
The Arby's commercial?
Yes, that's Ving Rhames. What are we doing?
Yeah. Number 14. OOTD.
I want to see if Lopez.
You know
knows
this one?
Yes, I do. Yeah, this is one of those you got to be on
OOTD?
TikTok. This is TikTok real stuff.
Well, I'm not a TikTok guy.
It's your outfit of the day.
Yep, you got that. Outfit of the day. Yep. NGL.
Oh, uh oh.
Should I know it?
We found your outer bounds. I don't know. I don't know if you should.
NGL.
Not gonna lie.
Oh. Come on.
Not going to lie.
Some of these.
I see that more often.
Yeah. I don't see that one. Like, just don't be so damn lazy.
That one is useful.
Yeah.
And of course, I the ones that are lazy are the ones that I don't do. And the ones that I do are perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? Number 12, AFK.
Oh, that's a real like internet online. Really gamer.
That's deep. That's a deep dive.
Not necessarily.
Nah,
it's
you
got to really,
be. You got to be a computer person.
Yeah, you got to be in certain spaces away from computer or away from keyboard rather. So like this is a lot of gamers and things like that. It's like, hey, letting people know that I'm
okay. Well,
to be
I had no
way.
Shot at that one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Number 11, LMAO. We got that one. Number 10, HMU.
Oh yeah.
HMU.
You don't know this.
I feel like I've seen this one, though, but I don't know it.
Hit me up.
Hit me up.
Yeah, I have seen it. Okay. Yeah. Because I've had to, what do you mean?
Yeah. This one kind of got me too. IIRC.
Oh, yeah. I use this one quite a bit, actually.
So it's a good one.
It is. It's a little snooty. I'm not going to lie.
What's IIRC?
If I remember correctly.
Yep.
God almighty.
Because not a lot of people talk like that, right? Yeah. Not a lot of people are like, well, if I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't typing that.
Yeah.
But number eight, IMO.
My opinion? That.
In my opinion, yeah.
I like adding an H in there just to, you know, add a little sauce to it. In my humble opinion.
Oh, humble. Okay.
Honest.
Number seven, OFC.
Of course.
Yep, got that one. Number six, IYKYK.
Oh, that one. Everybody knows
if
that
you
one.
Know, yeah, you know.
Yeah, everybody knows that
yeah.
one.
Number five, TLDR.
TLDR, you got this one?
Yeah, this is a Reddit origination.
Okay,
yeah.
So those like the TikToks and the Reddits are out of my league.
Yeah. I don't see a time in which you would
see this on Twitter.
Too long didn't read. And that started basically it was like, hey, when people were typing out like these big things in the forum, they would help people out by putting on a, all right, if it was too long you didn't read, here's the thing, and then that just kind of became a, hey, this is
I get it.
Basically what we were doing here.
Number four, FOMO. We got that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Number three, NSFW.
Oh, nice.
Lopez, know
he
that one.
He know that one. You ain't even let me finish.
I know. I know that one.
Lopez says, "Don't pull this up on the computer." That's why.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Keep that on your phone.
Yeah.
All right. The number two most searched abbreviation, POV.
Point of view.
That's right.
Yep. And number one, this is really shocking to me. SMH.
That's searched.
Yep, that's the number one search.
Now, I use that one a lot. Yeah, you're doing it right now.
Yeah,
you're doing it right now.
I thought everybody knew what that was.
Shaking my head.
Yeah.
So those the top 20, man. Okay. Apparently, a lot of people don't know what SMH is.
Well, we hope. Yeah. I hope that I help some people out. I say I knew all of these. I hope that we help some folks out there. You know, maybe keep up with what's happening.
Now we're getting a bunch of abbreviations.
KMA. Okay. All right, guys.
KMA.
Let's like, calm down. All right. That's Figgy's mixtape. You get it every 120 here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, unless Figgy's out there reading to the babies.
Yeah.
Which could be happening soon. You know?
Or not.
Hey, we got to make it up.
Hey, don't feel great. This ain't babies. They might throw some paper balls at you. You ain't hot.
we'll keep rocking here in the loop. Also, as we continue with the kids read Radiothon, new books is the message to text to 41444 as we continue to try and raise money to create home library for the young people of Houston that are disadvantaged economically, and we can make sure that they have literacy as good as anyone else. All right, coming up next, one more segment before we hand off to The Drive with Clinton, Ron, and T-Mill. Let's talk about college football on a Tuesday. Some of the big news and notes from the weekend that was in college football. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Been a fun show on this Tuesday as we participate in the Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon is the word that I slipped up. I was like, let's make sure that we get all these other things right. Kids Read Radiothon. And we appreciate all the fine folks that have helped us out. A lot of individuals have helped us in Sean's battle versus Eric with a K from the Bull. Continuing to give him the horns when it comes to shouting out the Texans. And then also, we appreciate all the kind of small business owners that have continued to support the local community. Shout out to Live Well Coastal Connections Wellness Network, Bic Construction, Heavenly Kisses Creations by LO, I guess, Bellman Brothers Electric and Humble, Superior Roofing Solution Services, Splendora, His Little Kingdom Daycare. I think we mentioned them a little earlier. Marquez Rebar LLC, The Bug Reaper. And Katie and DeVita in Garden Oats, all those fine small businesses helping to, support this initiative to help. If you don't know what we've been talking about, I guess I probably should reset all of that. Is there's what 71% of children in this Houston area
disadvantaged children in this area. 61% of them don't have books in their homes.
Yeah, at all. And so this initiative is to help them, you know, be prepared, because 60% of those kids are just, they enter kindergarten and they are not prepared at a literacy level that is necessary. And so books in the homes can help
do that. They can read, and you know, obviously with their families or on their own, and obviously give themselves an opportunity to be exposed to books and be prepared for that type of, you know, reading and learning, and foster that level of creativity and interest is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Into school, and that's one thing that we could do very easily. $30 establishes a home library for a child in need, and there's a lot of people that have been stepping to the plate and donating well above $30. That's really appreciated, but whatever you donate, it'll make a distance. Hell, if you, a difference rather, if you donate $15, Phillip 66 is matching. There we go. That's one kid taken care of, so we appreciate you doing that. And if you would like to do that, the way to do it, New Books, NEWBOOKS, all together, one word. You want to send that to, or text that to 41444, and you go from there. And that'll be the way that you get involved, and you text in, and you go through the donation process there. Much appreciated for everyone that has done that to this point. Much appreciated to all the people that will continue doing so. And if you want to be just a little bit selfish on it, or if you want to find another way to donate on top, I've been talking about that as an either-or proposition.
Yeah.
You can do both. Iowa State is coming to town against the University of Houston on the 28th. Buy tickets for that game using the website uhcougars.com/odyssey. Name of the company that owns Sports Radio 610, AUDACY. So it's uhcougars.com/odyssey. Proceeds from that will go to this Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Fund as well. And so that will continue to help the My Home Library initiative. So all of these things to help the babies, as we've been saying all day.
Gotta ask.
It's near and dear.
Children's book. What's the first one or two that come to mind? Thinking you two. Children's book that you remember?
Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat's a good one. I went.
My mother.
I defaulted to If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Okay.
One of those that came to mind for me.
Wait, I can't believe we haven't asked this
Hungry
yet.
Caterpillar is one of those.
Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Good Night Moon. I remember that one.
I never think about Good Night Moon. Yeah, that's definitely one of those.
I'm on a Pout Pout Fish kick right now because of my granddaughter.
Not familiar. That might be one of these newfangled ones.
Pout Pout Fish.
Pout Pout Fish, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I Love You Forever. I Love You Forever. Help me out, Texters. The one about the mom always tells the kid that I will love you forever, and then the mom gets old and the kid is carrying her upstairs and all this. Really, really good.
Oh, that sounds like a tearjerker.
It's a children's book. I think it's called I Love You Forever. Help me out.
That is. Yeah. Man, you coming up with all the new ones. There was one that was like, wasn't it like a really colorful fish with all the fancy scales?
Oh,
I don't know what that
was
called, but
yes.
I remember visually what that is.
Yeah, it's called Love You Forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I said we were going to do college football on a
Let's
Tuesday. We're running out of time here. We're pretty far spent. Would you rather do that, or would you rather hear about Kamari Lassiter realizing that he gave away his first jersey?
Okay, that sounds interesting.
All right. Fig, do you have the audio from Kamari?
Yep, I got it.
All right, so Kamari Lassiter, in his media availability yesterday, was asked about, A.D. Mitchell, and he relayed kind of a fun story about his jersey and what he did with it after the game.
Yeah, we ended up jersey swapping. Okay. And then my mom, she was like, well, why'd you do that? You're not supposed to give away your first jersey. And I didn't realize that, but...
Get it back, send him a different one?
Nah.
throw it in some dirt, some turf.
Yeah.
Mama knows best.
She knows best.
At least you know where it is, though.
Yeah, I know where it's
at. Get it back if you need.
All right, is this a hot take? I think you do have to get it back.
I think he should.
I think you really do have to get it back. You can calm the water. And he's your buddy anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So just say, look, man, you know, I didn't realize it. You can't give up your first ever jersey you wore in an NFL game. Can't do it. You got to get it back.
Yeah, I think he should probably, because that should be framed in the crib, man.
Yeah.
Or at least mom should get it. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why mom said, like, hey, come on, what happened? That's supposed to come to me.
One of the two, but if that was one of your friends, you know, one of your longtime, lifelong friends, would it be awkward at all? I don't think it would even be awkward. Hey, man.
I need that jersey back.
If you're tight with someone, they would first understand, and second, kind of, if they didn't understand, it would work out.
You can switch out the jerseys. That's something
that switch them out.
Yeah, just, hey, man, I'll get you another one, but you know how it is. I need
just go up to him like, Pop's tripping, man. You want me to ask my jersey back?
You can't blame it on mom.
You know I wouldn't trip.
Actually, that's a good way of playing this. Just like, hey, man.
Mom's tripping, man.
Mom says she needs it, if you could. Because you might go against your mom, but you're not going against somebody else's mom.
No,
right?
especially you can't call nobody else's mama out.
That's crazy.
Look, AD, you know I don't care, but Mom really wants it.
But this is AD's first game too, wasn't it? Right? Like he's a rookie in this, or am I bugging? Am I already
no,
a year off?
No.
So they both gave away their very first jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both need
that's
to get
a
both
rookie mistake.
Yeah, both mamas are like, what happened?
Yeah.
Why did this happen?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I appreciate all the fine folks on the text line sending in the various books that they remember. Giving Tree is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the monster at the end of this book with Grover. I'm not familiar with that. Where the Wild Things Are is very
oh,
much.
For sure.
Yeah. And for then sure. This is a good one. 936 mentions Llama Llama Red Pajama. Which is
you remember that one? I don't remember that
I
one.
I don't. Yeah. However, I've seen it a lot. Fig, I don't know. Have you seen this kind of this trend that's happened where like various artists will then read this children's book in the style of their singing
oh,
or
yeah.
rapping?
Oh no, I didn't see that.
That's from what's his name's late night show. He does a lot of that stuff.
Who is it?
Not Jimmy Kimmel.
Are
the
you
other
saying
one.
Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay,
he does that.
See, I don't know if it was Fallon, but I definitely seen like the one that comes to mind is Kali Uchis.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of sang it. I know that there's other people that have done that. That's definitely one that I remember. Oh, yeah. You mentioned Dr. Seuss and you mentioned Cat in the Hat. We didn't go to Green Eggs
That's
and Ham.
That's the first one I should have went
Green
to.
Green Eggs and Ham is absolutely one of those that we probably should have put up. From the 713, they mentioned when it comes to Kamari, it's not like we don't play each other twice a year. They have multiple occasions to swap jerseys. Absolutely. Go ahead and get those back, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get you back when you come to town in Houston. Like, go ahead and switch those right back for me. We need that. Let me see. And somebody
now
said,
I'm down this rabbit hole of the children's books.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. All right. Not exactly the same, but you know.
Redfish, Bluefish.
Are we handing the pre-K kids, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't know if we're doing the
Roald Dahl perspective. Somebody said, 281 said, Fig, I think they missed the Friday reference. I mean, I got you, but I was trying to keep him moving. Oh, yes. 936 also mentioned.
Lopez didn't get that Friday.
I didn't get that one. I'll admit when I don't.
936, go to F to sleep. Have you heard Samuel L. Jackson
yes.
read this? That is quite entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Over in the Garden, not familiar with that. Redfish, Bluefish. Shout out to Gus and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all sending out the various books. Look, we can get the babies all of these books and more if you donate $30, maybe more than $30, to this Odyssey Houston
what,
kids
What about
read.
The children's books, the older ones, like the Captain Underpants?
Oh Captain Underpants.
For sure.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid is the one that's been going
that's
crazy.
One too. Yeah.
Been doing numbers.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Okay. That one definitely heard some good things about that.
Made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Okay.
Clifford.
See what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Let's see. 832 said it's Mitchell's first. Yeah, AD Mitchell's first jersey as well. They both went ahead and did the jersey swap.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they got to go get those back. I kind of want to ask a man who's had an opportunity to do jersey swaps himself as we welcome in our guy Clint Sterner, our guy Ron Hughley in here as well. Ron was laughing like he's very familiar with all these books. I'll see what he's talking about. But when it comes to our guy Clint, when it comes to the jersey swaps, because I don't know, I'm sure you saw Kamari Lassiter.
I saw the story. Heard the story.
Mm-hmm.
How do you play this? Like you got to go get that back.
You got to get it back.
At least for moms, right?
Nah, man.
Yeah, no? You got to get it back.
It's your first jersey.
No, I don't. Jersey swaps weren't a thing, and people damn sure weren't jersey swapping with third string quarterbacks. But the they weren't a thing back then. You know, you just check if you want a jersey, you knew them. Hey man, let me get that jersey. Even if somebody on the team, you hit that team up. Hey man, can I get an autographed jersey? I'll pay for it, $250, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just ship it to me. It was more like that than anything. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, because now I'm just looking at it from an old head's perspective.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I've got like 3 game used. Arkansas jerseys hanging in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like the Thanksgiving Day Cowboy jersey, the white one, the blue one. And really the only thing that I've ever, and my point is they're hanging in my closet, right?
Yeah,
I've got one of each framed in the wall and the others are hanging in the closet. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, damn, what do I really need all those other ones for?
Yeah.
The one thing that got me, Reg, was the year that Tom Landry passed.
Mm-hmm.
We had the jersey with the fedora on the chest.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but that was the one, because my dad was a big Cowboy fan growing up. Mm-hmm. So obviously I knew who Landry was, and it was a topic of conversation in the house. And that was the one jersey that I was like, man, I got to make sure I get that framed face forward.
Yeah.
And so I'd always had that, and you know, I was single till I was 43, baby. I'm bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
And, well, I dated a gal for a while that had some sticky fingers.
Oh no.
And so I'm pretty sure she got, I woke up one day and my autographed, Emmitt Smith gave us all a jersey when he broke the Russian record.
Yeah.
An autographed jersey, bottle of wine, his favorite wine, Jordan, all this other stuff.
He handled that well.
Yeah, oh, he's tremendous. I mean,
he had all sorts of jerseys and socks.
That's the only reason Jerry was there and the only reason he was there at the time. He was going to get that record now. He didn't give a damn that we was only winning five games.
Yeah.
But yeah, that jersey disappeared and my Landry jersey disappeared.
Well, she's got good taste.
But I got a buddy. I don't think she even knew. She just wanted to go make some quick money somehow, somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the worst part. If she took it and didn't even get good money on
it. Well, here's the crazy thing.
Did she admit it to it?
Social media. No, she ain't admitted stealing the money that I put laid out there as bait that she took. Hell, I should. No, she ain't admitted stealing the money that I put laid out there as bait that she took. Hell, I should. Damn strange.
Man, who are you dating?
Yeah,
well, hey, man. Untied.
When you make it to 43, man, you don't make the best decisions. You know what I mean? And then you keep some around that don't need to be kept around. But anyway,
kept around for the wrong reason.
Social media is undefeated. I had a guy posted a picture of, hey, man, would you sign this or something? And it was that Tom Landry jersey.
Your number.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So I actually got it back.
Hey.
Just recently.
Oh, he gave it back to you. You already paid for it.
He got it. He bought it at an auction. No, he got it. The guy that I ended up getting it back from actually was a friend that bought it at an auction. So I just said, hey, randomly, a dude I know.
That's a great story.
A dude know said, hey, man, obviously, he heard me telling that story. And he was like, well, hell, I got it. I bought it at auction when you were still playing ball. A Baytown guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, well, damn, man.
And you can hit up Emmett for another one.
Well, I can hit him. But I can trade. I can just trade him one of the jerseys I got in my deal. I said, man, look, I mean, that Landry hat don't mean nothing to you.
Yeah.
I signed one of my white jerseys and give it to him and, you know, get my jersey back. I already got my jersey back. I got to follow up my end.
Well, come on, you better.
It's unbelievable, man. Small world, bro.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's huge. Small world.
I do hope Kamari can get his rookie, the first jersey back. But, you know, I'm taking it from Clint. Maybe it's not the biggest thing.
If I were him, I would want it back right now. But I'm telling you, Kamari, in 10 years, you're going to be like, man, who gives a damn? I can get 100 of them joints.
He's going to wear his first home one. He's going to keep his first
home there you go. There you go. All right, man. We've done what we need to do here, Lopez. We're going to hand it off to the fellas. They're going to keep the Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon drive going. And they're also going to obviously keep you going when it comes to Texans talk here. You're listening to KILT, KILT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station. And ladies and gentlemen, the drive is live.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.